Good morning, A-Town. You know who it is. Streets 94.5, man. The Streets want to take over with this second date update. Brought to you by 1-800-HURT-911. Who's on the line this morning?
Hey, what's up? It's Alexis.
Hey, Alexis. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing all right.
Everything good? How can we help you?
Well, this is guy I met at the Texaco, and he's not calling back no more. Like, I mean, he filled my gas up. He asked me if I wanted anything out the store.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, like, not only the first time, like, that wasn't his first time. Like, we've been dating for a couple of weeks, and he does it every single time I see him. And then all of a sudden, everything changes. So I'm just like, what's going on?
So what's everything? He stopped filling up the tank, or he's just not calling at all?
He's just not calling at all. Like he's done everything every single time. We never had, like, a bad encounter. Like, every time we saw each other, he was, you know, he'll open the door, he fills the tank up, he feed me, always, you know, he's real catering. And then all of a sudden, it just changed out of nowhere. Like, he just stopped answering the phone.
Have you been seeing somebody new that maybe he's caught on to us, anything like that?
I mean, well, after a couple of weeks, you know, 1 month he don't stop no show, so I just moved on. But it's like I still think about him. I wonder what happened. Just want to make sure he all right or if it's worth even, you know, giving it another try. I don't know.
Okay. What's his name, baby?
Josh.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to get Josh on the line and get to the bottom of why you haven't heard from him. We're going to try to win it. We're definitely going to make an attempt to do that. But if he decides to give you the second date update, we're going to hook y'all up with a $50 gift card from 1-800-HURT-911. How about that?
All right, that's cool.
All right, cool. Let's do it. Are you seeing somebody that's on?
I know. When she said, yeah, 1 month don't stop no show, 3 weeks, and you already jumping in bed with somebody else.
But that don't mean she already in bed. She just,
I'm gone.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Hello? I speak to Josh, please.
Josh, who is this?
It's Young Jock, Mo Quick, Shouter from the Streets Morning Takeover on Streets 94.5. You got a second?
Good morning.
I mean, I ain't really got a second, but I mean, y'all calling me out early, man.
Hey, look, my bad, Josh. We definitely don't want to upset nobody this morning, man. It's a good thing. We have a segment on our show called A Second Date Update, bro. And we basically calling you because the young lady called us looking for you.
Everybody been calling me, man. I'm tired of people calling me.
Josh, whoa, what's wrong, man? We're not trying to make you upset this morning.
Man, it's everything, man. Everybody calling me. I know somebody from my family had to call one of y'all. I'm sick of everybody calling me. Cause everybody, please, just leave me alone. Let me be. Leave me alone. Everybody.
Can we just tell you why we called? Because the only person that told us to call was one particular girl, and she's not your family member.
Who?
All right. You familiar with a young lady by the name of Alexis?
Alexis. Yeah, man, Alexis. That was my boo, man. That was my thing, man. My it thing.
She wondered why you're not answering her calls. Is she all of that?
Man, it's true. It's just been a lot. You know, it's been a whole lot I've been going through. And me, just the way I was feeling about her, I didn't want her to have to go through this with me.
Go through what, bro?
Well, recently I ended up losing a leg, getting a leg amputated. And then it's just been hard on me. So I didn't want to drag her through this.
If you don't mind us asking, how'd you lose your leg, bro?
Just from diabetes. You know, I've been a diabetic for years and years, and it just came from not taking care of myself, and this whole thing was the result, you know, of me just not taking care of myself, was me losing a leg. And I didn't want my selfish act to make her suffer and go through hardship and pain.
Wow. That's kind of stand up, but the fact that you left the communication out on that end is where the whole, you know, problem comes in at. But guess what, man? We actually have Alexis on the phone, man.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Alexis.
Oh. Hello?
So Alexis, how do you feel knowing that the only reason he stopped talking to you was because he didn't want you to suffer?
I mean, Josh, why didn't you at least just tell me what was going on? Like, that's serious.
Well, because I felt like I just didn't want you to have to suffer and have to go through everything. You know, if I could do it differently, I probably would have, but I just need to have caring about you the way I didn't want you to suffer to go through this with me.
Wow.
But,
that is
I
so
mean,
crazy.
Normal people would be there for somebody that's going through something. Like, I would have been there.
Okay, well, now you guys are both on the phone. I mean, at least we got them to answer the phone. You called us up here for them. Is there anything else you want to say? I mean,
I just want to tell them I'm sorry about everything, and I'd love to try it again if you can and just reconnect.
Like, that's actually pretty hard for me to deal with. I don't think I could date someone with one leg.
What?
But you were just so compassionate, Alexis. You just said that he would need someone to help him out.
Well, I mean, like, 3 weeks has gone by already, and it's kind of like I already, it's like I met somebody, but I didn't meet somebody. It's like we've already started dating, and
wow.
It's kind of like the vibes that I'm getting already.
But you're the one who told us to call him.
Sound like you were looking for closure, Alexis.
Well, it's kind of like now that I know the situation, it's like more on my plate than I can, more than I
wow.
can handle.
Well, number one, I guess thank you for being honest, but wow, that's a rude awakening. Josh, how you feeling right now, baby? Are you okay?
Hell no, I ain't okay. No.
Okay.
I'm going through a lot.
And you was looking out for her feelings and not want to bring her into it, and now she done drops you all the way. Alexis, any type of way, period, that you think, you know, he could use some help right now, that you could be there for him?
I mean, yeah, I could be there for him because I feel like he was a good person in the beginning. Like, it wasn't like he was just a horrible person. The only thing that happened was a loss of communication, and then life went on. But I could be there for him as a friend, but as a partner, I don't think I could do that.
Wow, man. I think this is out of our hands right now. Jock, we can't do nothing else with this. I really hope you guys find who you're looking for, and I wish you the best of luck.
Oh, man, I don't know really how to respond to this one, Atlanta. This one is kind of heartbreaking. It's overwhelming at the same time. But I guess they would not be getting that $50 gift card from 1-800-HURT-911. A-Town, this is when I really need y'all to call, because I really would like to hear what y'all have to say about this, man. The young lady was honest. She definitely was honest, but I think it was just bad timing and a bad call in the whole situation. Call us up, 443-520-945. We want to hear all about this Second 8 update. Keep it where you got it. Number one in the streets is Streets 94.5.